Here it is. 2017 Book of Remembrance. Tom McGowan. Joseph Corwell. Donald McGrath. Jerry Shields. Marie Rafkowski. Know any of those people? Probably not. But every single name in this book is a loved one who passed away that's remembered and mourned by another one of our fellow parishioners. So everyone here is spiritually a member of our parish community during this month of the Holy Souls. We pray with them in our minds and hearts. I often wonder at weekend Mass when we get to the prayer of the faithful, the general intercessions, and you hear those names of people who are sick or deceased. Once in a while, you hear someone you know, oh, I didn't know so-and-so. Well, I suspect that many times we just hear them rattled off and don't listen. But they are part of us. In this month of the Holy Souls, we remember and we pray together with our departed loved ones. And like all human beings, we grieve in sadness when our loved ones die. But St. Paul reminds us in that second reading that we do not grieve like people who have no hope. Paul says that for those who believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, even in the face of their sadness and grief at the loss of a loved one, they still have room in their hearts, in our hearts, he would say, to hope that in Christ, a power to bring life out of death is accessible to us all. And so our grief is always coupled with hope. Hope for our departed loved ones, and hope for ourselves when you and I face physical death. Yes, our hearts grieve, but not without hope. Tonight I ask you to offer a particular quiet prayer for everyone whose name is in this book. But not just for them. For all the other people that are inscribed in your own hearts that didn't make it to this book. Particularly those who've lost their lives over the last number of months through violence or terrorism or war. Everyone who dies in Christ is connected with us in the body of Christ. We remember them. We pray for them. We pray with them. And in our sadness, we still have hope.